Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. You'll be able to see the very fun trivia game in which Padgett, Annie, Craig, and I showed exactly how deep our thrilling knowledge does not run. And soon you'll be able to watch the reverse Q&A in which we ask questions of each other and of you, the audience. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never-released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer. Clink!
We used to be afraid of the end of the world. We braced ourselves, hiding under desks or in bunkers, thinking it would all happen at once. Nuclear catastrophe, cataclysmic disease, a robot uprising. But this isn't the way the world ended. Apocalypse came with a mumble and a groan, a series of tiny accidents and bad decisions and willful callousness. Until one day, society was a relic of the past, and the future was left to the monsters.
I would absolutely kill for some candy right now.
Dude, don't! You know what the world is like. Don't say things like that or else someone will take you seriously.
Seriously? Someone will overhear me and think that I will literally slaughter someone for a jelly bear?
I've heard of people doing worse.
Worse than someone literally murdering another person for a baby mint?
Okay, I mean, not actually that specific example, but yeah, people acting wackadilly for like basic supplies.
Basic supplies? Like chalky nuts?
Stop. Okay, stop changing the kind of candy every time you mention candy.
Just trying to make my point.
I want candy too. We all want candy. But there's probably no more candy. There's probably no more caviar. There's no more fancy mustard. There's only dog food, mostly.
Hey, were you super rich before all this?
I was super rich. Yeah, I had a room devoted solely to candy.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, nothing about it made sense. I was so rich that I could do things because they were absurd. And people were like, that dude is a nut-nut. But I guess he earned his money.
Did you earn your money?
I inherited it. So yeah, I had to live with my dad.
Huh. Dads, right? Complicated. Glad most of them are gone now.
You wouldn't believe how much I feel the same.
But anyway, I didn't mean the room devoted to candy made sense. I meant, oh, okay, remember just after we met escaping that desert cult and we bivouacked in that burned out library?
Which burned out library? Yes, of course, Darius, I remember.
Okay, testy. When I took watch that night, I found some soggy old magazines that had dried out.
So they weren't soggy anymore?
Not really, but you know how they get that texture after they get wet and get dry? Anyway, there was this article in the Utney Reader.
Okay, just to be clear, you were reading an article when you were supposed to be keeping watch.
I can do both. I don't read with my ears. And you're, you know, still alive, so...
Fair enough.
Anyway, in this article, it said that the 30s are the new 20s.
I'm only 20 now.
Yeah, and remember how much we loved candy when we were 10?
Yeah.
So, do the math. If our 30s are the new 20s, and we're only 20 now, then of course we love candy like we did when we were 10. We're basically the new 10.
Okay, you know what's whack-a-tack? I feel like I liked candy twice as much as I did when I was 10 the first time.
I know, I would absolutely kill for some candy right now.
Dude, hey, wait. Is there someone over there?
Yeah, man, it's a stranger.
Sometimes strangers have candy.
That is a really good point.
Wave him over.
You wave him over, your hands are bigger.
Yeah, it's because I haven't whittled them down by work, and I'm not about to start now, so you wave him over.
Fine. Hey! Hey, you guy! Are you interested in meeting two 10-year-old 20-somethings who are interested in candy?
Not really taking his time, isn't he?
Is he saying something? Is it about the candy?
Oh, that explains it. He's one of them.
This is our apocalypse. A series of mishaps. A slow-motion global derailment which led to their ascendancy. Call them amblers, sicklies, the awakened, bitey boys. Or just call them what they are.
He's a zombie.
Which probably means he doesn't have any candy.
Yeah, it means we're the candy to him.
Should we wait till he gets closer to run away? To make it more exciting, I feel like that's what the 10-year-old in me would do.
Yeah. That's right. But the problem is that the 20-year-old, 10-year-old me doesn't have the knees that the 10-year-old me used to have. And he's already pretty close. Yeah.
Our new world is a world of shambling monsters. It is a world of sloppy judgment and diffuse morals. But from the cinders of this obliterated civilization has risen a hero. A perfect embodiment of one nation's last hope. A being of sublime physicality, of acute responsiveness, of consummate talents, and of sartorial splendor. She is!
Miss America?
You dinglings trying to make yourself into a hot lunch.
It's 3:15, so...
All right, an afternoon tea then. Didn't they teach you bozos in clown college not to beckon a zombie to you?
Oh, my college? It's in New Haven. Was overrun by zombies before I could talk to the class about learning about all the zombie do's and don'ts. So.
Just say you went to Yale. We all know what you mean.
All right, Well, hey, if you all know what I mean, then I don't have to say it, do I?
You're lucky I was passing through, kids.
We're the same age as you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be out here without protection. It's getting dark.
Yeah, again, it's 3:15, so...
We are lucky and grateful you came through, Miss America. Thank you. I'm Darius, and this is Colin.
Hey.
You two been traveling together long?
Yeah, long enough.
What's that mean?
Only what I said, long enough.
Long enough for what?
Hey, Super Bloopers! Do you need me here for this conversation?
Sorry. To be honest, I'm a little shook.
Yeah, zombies will do that to a person.
No, it's not that. I mean, it is that. I thought that zombie was just a stranger with candy. That's why I called him over.
To him, you're the candy.
That's exactly what I said. I said that.
Yeah, and to think I've never even been to New Haven.
I just mean that I'm surprised and lucky and grateful to meet you. We always thought that this whole Miss America traversing the whole country after escaping her corporate stewards, battling the undead, and fighting for a better tomorrow was the stuff of myth, like Bigfoot or a non-problematic rich person.
Hey!
After the first fall, when we were all eating cockroaches and butterflies, what did you have on your dinner table?
Tiger.
Okay, look, none of that matters anymore.
Well, I'd like to think it matters a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But you could be out here walking around in a natty suit, wearing a sky-high top hat, and carrying around sacks with dollar signs. You think the zombies care?
No.
Dang right no. The zombies don't give a liquid simoleon who anyone used to be. Only what you're gonna be. You keep making balloon animals, stomping around in oversized shoes, and getting comically sprayed by elephants out here.
Because we're clowns.
Yeah, if the big red nose fits. Now get somewhere safe before the sun goes down, okay? You're both driving me crackers.
Well, wait, Miss America, where are you going?
Do you see me traveling this wasteland with my suitcases and hat box, pal?
No, just your evening dress and sash.
And tiara.
All of those are functional.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I don't trek with baggage.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I wasn't.
I can see I hurt your feelings.
No, no, I'm cool. It's cool.
You don't seem cool.
Hey, I didn't get to be Miss America just based on my looks. I see your fear. Part of that is the ocular implants that my sponsors installed. But part of it is the same reason I shined in my interview segment. I know people. My vision for social impact included arming the populace.
That seems dangerous.
With knowledge! Darius! Forewarned is forearmed, and my forearm is bulging with the supinator of how to keep yourself alive. Do you know how to kill a zombie, Darius?
Of course, shoot them in the head.
Okay, that's an easy one since you just saw me do it.
Oh, you could set them on fire.
Sure could. They'll reel around a bit, sputtering the last of their undead breath, but that'll do them in eventually. You got matches?
At home.
Okay, that's not so helpful out here, is it?
You can cut off its head, right? That's sort of an extension of the headshot I just mentioned, but a different category, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you could decap him. It's close, gory work, but it's effective. Do you have the steel for that?
We've lasted this long.
No, I mean, are you packing anything that can decap a Z-Bird?
You are so embarrassing, Colin.
Here, take this with you.
It's just a long-throated pruning saw, but it'll help you if you get into a fix.
Thanks, Miss America.
Yeah, thanks, Miss America. Holy aioli, Darius. Drool much?
The drooling is because I was thinking about candy.
The only candy here is survival, boys. You'll do well to remember that.
We will, Miss America. We absolutely will.
Hey, who's that over there?
Grievous Mice, it's a stranger.
Hey, stranger, come over here. You got any candy? I bet she has candy.
You mutton chaps! I know it's hellish out here, but you can't give in to bleak despondency. Don't invite death to your party.
It's him, not me. But do you think that guy does have candy?
Zombs don't carry candy! They don't carry medical kits. They don't carry the souls that they had before the infection overtook them and turned them into shuffling flesh gourmands.
Huh? You know, maybe cool your jets a little. This one doesn't seem so hungry.
That is worse! It still wants to gnaw on you, but it doesn't want to completely devour you.
Okay, that honestly doesn't sound worse. Devouring sounds worse. There's no coming back from being devoured.
Yeah, there's no coming back from being bitten either.
I'm sorry, the messaging on this has been really unclear.
Yeah. Yeah, especially since all the communication towers were sabotaged by conspiracy zealots, and it became unsafe to congregate in groups larger than six.
I mean, you're a trusted source, so we're going to believe you. You're Miss America. So what happens when we get bit?
Don't say when. Say if.
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 Not at the... Okay. If you get bit by an early riser, you become one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that in college.
Yeah, and you still hollered him over?
Yeah, candy was on the table.
The only thing on the table is you, smart brain. Now use any sense the Lord gave you and the long-throated pruning saw that I gave you and fight for your future.
I'm on it. Ah! Eeps, it took my saw.
It is side plots like this that keep me from reaching Outlast Underground, who got communication to me that they have an important mission that only I can...
Ah! Oh, it bit me. Okay. Ah, but it's not eating me. All right, just like you said would happen. And now it's straggling away, seemingly satisfied, so... Oh!
And now I'm satisfied.
Okay, you... You did not need to shoot that zombie. It wasn't hurting anyone. Wow. It's like the empathy for our kind is the first thing to kick in.
I tried to warn you kids.
Do you want your saw back?
Keep it. You're gonna need it to deal with your friend here.
We were just survival friends. We weren't traveling together that long, actually.
Long enough.
Long enough for what?
To know that you'll take care of me when I turn.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I will.
You're a good man. Good man.
Miss America, before you go.
God, don't, man.
I was just thinking that maybe.
God, you're being very embarrassing.
Miss America, maybe if you're passing through again, we could.
I'm gonna bite you so hard.
We could grab a drink or a coffee if you just maybe take a walk together.
You're a good kid, Darius.
I really think I'm older than you.
Yeah. But I walk alone. It's how it has to be. It's the way I survive the garbage tornado that is our present. It's how I hack through the nightmare foliage of our world to someday knock together a better tomorrow.
Thank you, Miss America.
You're welcome, kid.
Thank you, Miss America.
You are crushing so hard.
Well, I think she was kind of, you know.
She wasn't. Oh, God. It's starting.
I have the pruning saw, Colin. Soon as I see the light leave your eyes.
Darius. Darius, come closer.
Definitely no.
I just want to tell you.
What? What is it?
I went to New Haven Community College.
Tell him. Tell everyone.
No one cares, Colin. No one cares except for her. She's our only hope.
But even a spark of hope can start an inferno of promise. And that promise is a torch wielded by the one woman empowered to lead. A woman skilled for service, style, scholarship, and success. Our nation turns its frightened eyes to her for the future. She is Miss America.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.